Dear Ollie, fireworks can be deadly for a dog because they can't and don't experience them like they experience a thunderstorm. A thunderstorm comes into an area with a lot of warning signs, like changes in barometric pressure and high winds, so dogs can anticipate and prepare for them. Mary Ann Massa, a retired fourth grade Gary Community School Corporation teacher, came home from a cruise last July to find her beloved dog, Sadie, dead from a heart attack. Her veterinarian, Dr. Dale Quivy from Broadway Pet Hospital in Merrillville, told Mary Ann he thought the attack was brought on by the stress from the sounds of area firework explosions. Mary Ann adopted Sadie, a Belgian-German shepherd from the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana. She was a shelter dog that had belonged to an ex-Marine who named her simply Jarhead. This dog was trained to attack and guard 24 hours a day. No one knew if she was ever on the front lines. That behavior, Mary Ann remembered, couldn't be changed. She had been assigned to a Navy SEAL division and her future didn't look bright, so I adopted her after my previous dog had died of cancer. Mary Ann recalls the 5 years she had with Sadie. She was loyal and devoted and followed me everywhere, even leaving her dinner dish to be where I was. When Mary Ann left for her cruise last July, she soundproofed the house and hired a very responsible dog sitter. After the fireworks began, and they started way before the 4th of July, the sitter came over to check on Sadie, and the dog was in a corner just shaking. The next day, when the sitter checked, Sadie was lying on the floor, and her breath was labored. By the time Mary Ann returned home, Sadie had died. Her death broke my heart, recalled Mary Ann. When I came home to my empty house, I comforted myself by sleeping for many nights afterwards in the same spot on the living room floor where Sadie had died. There are many dogs that are scared by thunderstorms, and I'm one of them. My name is Raisin, and I'm a big mixed-breed rescue dog, and my owners, Union Township residents Randy and Anna McCasland, actually do professional community fireworks shows. My pet mother knows that I'm scared of fireworks. She protects me from the noise by setting me up in the master bedroom, soundproofing it, running the air conditioner, and turning on the television to a noisy channel. That strategy works for me. My heart rate remains normal, and I don't have that goofy rush of adrenaline or stress or hormones circulating through my body. I'm telling you these stories, Ollie, because I know that many dogs are not freaked out by the sound of fireworks. But for me, a summer of fireworks can be horrific, and for Sadie, a death sentence. Regards, Raisin. Victoria, that's a story that we hear all too often about, not only for animals, but for soldiers who are returning from war, suffering from PTSD. Fireworks are something that causes a lot of issues for a lot of pets and a lot of people across Northwest Indiana. One thing I think that's really important to know as well, when it comes to fireworks laws, especially on the 4th of July, anyone under the age of 18 can only possess and use fireworks in the presence of an adult. The other dates throughout the course of the year include Memorial Day and New Year's Eve, along with Labor Day. Fireworks can only be discharged from 9 a.m. to 12 a.m. Fireworks retailers must have a permit from the Indiana State Fire Marshal to sell consumer fireworks, whereas right over the state line in Illinois, Illinois bans the sale, possession, and use of all consumer fireworks, which includes the stuff you can buy legally in some states, like firecrackers, bottle rockets, and Roman candles, which is so often why we see the Illinois State Police and the troopers on the other side of the state line throughout the month of June and into July, looking for people who have just gone over the border here in Indiana to buy fireworks. Those fireworks businesses, a lot of money, millions of dollars in a matter of days, maybe a week. And more often than not, we're not really thinking about the pets or our neighbors. And that's something I think we probably need to do.
I would agree with you. The fireworks starts extremely early. You're saying Memorial Day. I'm thinking they'll start shooting them off in May. And for a dog, this goes on from May until possibly September. That's the entire month of, you know, summer months. And then they start up again, like you said, New Year's Eve, because it's legal. But there is big money in fireworks. I mean, I used to see a store that would sell fireworks for a week and then close down for the rest of the year. And they made enough money in a week to support paying the rent for a whole year. Dear Raisin, thank you for sharing your stories. I know it was difficult for you. I read your letter, and I got to say, this is a real coincidence. Because I know Mary Ann Massa, too. Mary Ann has been on the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana Board of Directors for years and is always organizing and volunteering at their adopt-a-thons. Her service to animals and for animals is phenomenal. And many, many dogs and cats have found forever homes due to her generosity of time and resources and her tireless devotion to their rescue. You know, I was adopted from there 12 years ago, and I was their very first dog ever that could read and write. Imagine that. But I digress. So back to the fireworks thing. I'm not afraid of fireworks, but my West Highland Terrier pet sister, Molly May, is very much afraid. Her veterinarian, Dr. Carol Darts from Arborview Pet Clinic in Valparaiso, prescribes for her an anti-anxiety drug, and that seems to work. I have heard of other people using thunder shirts or trying to desensitize their dogs to those kinds of noises before they begin. Anyway, Raisin, be careful on the 4th of July. I wish for you that my favorite film, The Secret Lives of Pets, is broadcast for your enjoyment while you relax in the master bedroom during freaky fireworks time. And I do have some good news for you. This past April, your friend Mary Ann adopted yet another dog from the shelter and named him Tanner. Tanner is a lucky dog. Your friend in fur, Ollie. And you know what I say, love is a four-legged word.